Penguin Audio presents The Meaning of Matthew, written and read by me, Judy Shepherd, with Dennis Shepherd. Chapter 1. It's often said that we see a white light before we die. I wonder if that's what Matt saw that last night of his consciousness, or if the last thing he saw was Aaron McKinney's hateful face. A phone call woke me with a jolt about 5 a.m. on Thursday, October 8, 1998. My husband, Dennis, and I were living in Dahran, Saudi Arabia, where he worked as a construction safety manager. I assumed that the call was from my 21-year-old son, Matt, who was living in Laramie and studying political science and international relations at the University of Wyoming. At that time of day, it was almost always him. Unlike our other family and friends in the States, who usually calculated the 9-hour time difference between Wyoming and Saudi Arabia before dialing, Matt always seemed to be living in the moment and wanted to share things with someone right now, regardless of what time it was anywhere else. Or maybe he thought it was just too much math to work out the difference. Sometimes he telephoned to talk about a new friend he'd just met at a coffee shop. Matt loved to bend a stranger's ear over a cup of coffee. Other times he'd want to get my opinion on something in the news or alert me to a breaking story. "Did you hear what just happened to Princess Diana? She's dead," he'd blurted when I picked up the phone a little more than a year before. Not that I didn't understand and appreciate the impulse. Matt and I were incredibly close, so much so that at times it seemed like we were feeding off each other's energy. I always felt that